federal judge in New York today dismissed the securities fraud charge against Martha Stewart. It was the most serious charge facing Stewart, with a potential prison term of 10 years. But the judge kept intact the other charges facing Stewart and her stockbroker, Peter Bakanovic. NPR's Jim Zaroli is covering the trial. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
What did the judge say about the fraud charge?
Well, she basically said there wasn't enough evidence to support the charge. This has to do with Martha Stewart's conduct after the sale of her ImClone shares in December 2002. If you remember, the Martha Stewart and Peter Bakanovic, her stockbroker, are accused of lying to investigators about why the sale took place. They have said that they had this pre-existing arrangement to sell at $60 a share, and Martha Stewart is charged with lying to investigators and some other charges. The government basically then added on this other charge of securities fraud. What they said is that in June 2002, when this whole thing was becoming very public, Martha Stewart went to an analyst conference and said, you know, I'm innocent, and she repeated the story about the $60 pre-existing arrangement. She did this to basically, the government says, to protect the value of the stock in her own company. Which represents the bulk of her personal wealth. So the government says just the fact that she did that was an attempt to defraud her own shareholders. A lot of people were kind of skeptical. A lot of legal experts were skeptical about that, saying, how can you basically accuse someone of fraud for just declaring that they are innocent? But that was the nature of the charge.
Now, is this a big setback for the prosecutors?
Well, I can't say that they're really surprised. The judge in this case, Miriam Goldman Cederbaum, has made clear from the beginning that she thinks that applying a securities fraud charge in a case like this is novel, unusual. And if you had sat in the courtroom last Friday when she was talking about this, she expressed a lot of skepticism that the government had proven that Martha Stewart intended to defraud her shareholders. She repeatedly said, where's the evidence of that? Where's the evidence? And the government really didn't seem able to answer her concerns. So I think that everybody was sort of expecting this.
Might this have any effect on jurors?
If they hear about it, but of course this was all done in the judge's chambers, away from the eyes and ears of the jury, so they probably won't. It certainly means they will have one fewer charge to go through next week when they start deliberating.
Well, what's left then? What are the charges that remain against Stewart and her broker?
She is still charged with conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and two counts of lying to investigators. Peter Bakanovic is also charged with perjury. The four charges remaining against Stewart have potential prison terms of 5 years. So she still isn't out of the woods. There's a lot of evidence against her, a lot of things she has to answer, she has to answer to the testimony of Doug Faniel, who is Peter Bakanovic's assistant, who says that both Bakanovic and Stewart pressured him, Bakanovic pressured him to lie about the reasons for the sale. Martha Stewart allegedly tried to alter her computer phone message log. So there's a lot of evidence that they're going to have to go through, and she is by no means out of the woods yet.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.